It's 3:38 on the shift. I'm Patty Handy Science. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday afternoon. Hey, we are still talking about supporting local. Yes, indeed, we are. It's so important, especially with these restrictions back on us. These companies, these businesses, people around Windsor Essex need our support. Joining us today is Keith Chinnery, Director of Membership Services with the Windsor Essex Regional Chamber of Commerce. And funny enough, we're not quite into February. We're almost there. But Keith, today we're going to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you said that with just the right raise in your voice there. Valentine's Day? It is only 20 days away, and I've been reminded several times that from, you know, whoever your partner is, you should be thinking about Valentine's Day pretty much year-round, so it's never too early. The Chamber has introduced Shop YQG, Dine YQG, and Ship YQG as all part of our Support Local campaign. Well, let's add Love YQG to that and bring Valentine's Day into the mix.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, really, you know, we kind of got through the Christmas, New Year's holidays, took a little breather, but yeah, it's certainly a time again to start looking at gift buying, things like that, and once again, a good time to remind everyone that there's so many local products and businesses here, we do not have to look any further afield than right here.
Yeah, and, you know, I think this year more so than ever, it requires some planning for whatever you want to do on Valentine's Day, which is a Monday. So that means that people might be having their special dinner on Friday or Saturday. Well, you're not going to call your favorite restaurant an hour before and try and get takeout or try and get a reservation. The restaurants by that time, by Valentine's Day, should be at 50% of indoor dining capacity, so it's going to be restricted. If you want to get into your favorite restaurant and get in at a good time, you're going to have to think ahead and make that reservation. And same thing if you're ordering for delivery or for takeout. You need to give the kitchen and the restaurant, you know, advance notice. And even, you know, calling a couple of days ahead doesn't hurt, because then that allows them to bring in the right materials and the right products so they can serve you the right dinner. Same thing with the delivery services. They're all going to be slammed that weekend of Valentine's Day. So order ahead and give it some planning. You know, if you want to order some local beer or wine, many of those places now deliver, but they're going to need a little bit of notice for that order to be put together and arrive to your house before Valentine's Day or whenever you're celebrating. If you're looking at getting a local gift made by somebody, you know, charcuterie boards are a great gift idea, or a gift that's customized, whether it's a sign for the house or, you know, something with somebody's name on it, that maker is going to require a little bit of notice to get it done and get it customized and have it to you before Valentine's Day actually rolls around.
Yeah, and so many of those, you know, talking about wineries, breweries, distilleries, they do such a great job in putting together a gift package, like a gift basket kind of thing that we can use. All local people, but you could mix some chocolates, candies, things like that. I know there's some places where there's bakeries working together with wineries, you know, to put together a really nice, beautiful basket of something to eat, something to drink. It's great ideas, really simple ideas, and they're already out there. You don't have to rack your brains for it. Somebody else has already done it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Several businesses have found really interesting ways to collaborate during the pandemic and partner their presentations. And they get the right flavorings together, you know, matching the right wine with the right food or whatever it is. So, yeah, you don't even have to do an awful lot of work. You just have to get a little bit creative and, again, you know, start thinking ahead a little bit. And as much as the LCBO is great, there's nothing better than actually going to where they make that beer or make that wine and buying directly from those people, learning a little bit about it and getting to know a little bit about their business too. You know, another good idea for Valentine's Day is a gift certificate for something outdoors when the warmer weather hits. And maybe it's a homemade gift certificate to say, I'm going to buy you two tickets to the Blues Fest for when those go on sale. And when they do go on sale, you know, you can actually buy them and redeem them. Or I'm going to take you out for a nice lunch at an outdoor patio. Here's my homemade gift certificate for now. When the weather gets warmer and the restaurants are open and that patio is open, let's go and redeem it. And they can all tie back to Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so it's a good feeling of something to look forward to, of getting out when we can get out and there's events going on again. That's a great idea. And, you know, the other thing with Valentine's Day, you know, we've got so many beautiful flower shops in locally, but also chocolate shops. Walker's Fine Candies, you can't beat them for the beautiful handmade chocolates and truffles and things they make. They're gorgeous stuff. You know, you don't necessarily have to go and just go to a big box store and buy some chain brand chocolates. We've got beautiful handmade stuff that can't be beat.
And you know what's great about that is when you go into Walker's, you can always buy a couple of chocolates for yourself while you're there and eat them in the car on the way home, too. And no one ever knows about it.
Yeah, there's that.
Poppin' Popcorn Factory is a favorite of mine. I enjoyed some hot sauces from Halo Heats, locally made. There's all sorts of great opportunities to package up. Again, it just takes a little bit of planning to make Valentine's Day special and make that whole love YQG theme kind of resonate with everybody.
Yeah, I like that. And as you were talking about the wineries, breweries things too, about going out and getting from them, you know, you could also just make that a Valentine's weekend trip to, you know, you could take a stop at a couple of wineries that will be finally open again. And, on your way to maybe check out a Shoreline or Point Pelee, if you don't mind getting out in the cold and checking out some of our beautiful conservation areas. But stop along at a brewery, at Wolfhead, you know, one of the wineries. Great places to get out and take a drive and enjoy it and make a Valentine's weekend instead of just grabbing a gift.
Oh, so now it's come from one day for Valentine. Now you're stretching it for a whole weekend. I see the method to your madness here. But, you know, we've discussed some really good ideas, but it really is about support local. And all kidding aside, these local businesses and restaurants and all businesses, services, professional services, they all continue to need our support. They're still being hard hit by the restrictions, which thankfully are lifting. But there's no better time to keep supporting local. And that's, you know, the message that not only the Windsor-Essex Chamber, but also the Leamington District Chamber of Commerce and the Amherstburg Chamber of Commerce are just, you know, trying to reiterate throughout our community. It's a campaign that, you know, we've been touting since the fall. And I wanted to thank AIM-800 for the opportunity to be here on a weekly basis on your show just to talk about the different ways to continue to support local and, you know, remind people how important that is. Think about where your neighbors work and where their income comes from and how we can all keep that going. I know it's easy to just jump online and order something and have it delivered by one of the big guys to your door, but that money doesn't stay in our community. And, I've seen some signs along the way, you know, who's supporting the local ball team or the local hockey teams or that kind of thing. It's local businesses, and we need to continue to support them. And in keeping with that, I wanted to mention a new program the Chamber has with Monarch Basics. You know, we talk about a great locally owned, family-run business. We have a new partnership with Monarch Basics. Our Chamber members can get some great discounts on their office equipment and office supplies. You can find out more information on our website, WindsorEssexChamber.org, and find out all the great opportunities along with Monarch Basics. I'm not sure you'll find the right Valentine's Day gift there. You might get in trouble if you buy a Valentine's Day gift at Monarch Basics, but, you know, for every other day of the year, it's a good place.
Very good. I love to hear that. And one other thing I'd like to remind people, too, that even though the Christmas holiday is over, the Tweppies We Made It gift guide is a great way to turn if you're stumped for what to get somebody for Valentine's Day. That'll give you all kinds of great ideas with local businesses, restaurants, distilleries, breweries. Everybody's in there. And that may just help you find that perfect gift for Valentine's Day if you don't already know what you want to get.
Absolutely. 20 days away and counting. It's minus 13 now. Hopefully it's a little bit warmer on Valentine's Day. And hopefully some of the ideas we've presented today are the right idea for people out there, and they can have a Valentine's Day to remember, a pandemic Valentine's Day to remember.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's something better than what we have right this week. But thanks, Keith. Appreciate it.
Take care, Patty. Support local.
Yes, support local. That's Keith Chinnery, Director of Membership Services with the Windsor-Essex Regional Chamber of Commerce, and they are still trying to make sure we remember to support local, dine local, and buy local, ship local if you're sending anything out of the city to somebody for Valentine's Day. You can get on that now and just use our local companies and give them a boost. It's been, again, a tough, tough time with things slowing down and some restrictions on and yeah, let's give them all a boost and go out Valentine's Day shopping locally here in Windsor, Essex. It's 3:47. On the go.